The power of effective communication. Tip number 4, how to effectively ask and get the information you want, as all questions are not created equal. Asking the right questions at the right time is an essential technique of effective communication. By using the right questions in particular situations, we can accomplish many things. When we ask the right questions, we can gather better information and learn more. We can build stronger relationships, let the person know we're listening, and keep a conversation alive. So here are some common questioning techniques and when to use them. We learned in Series 3 that questions are the key to keeping conversations going. Today, we will cover 4 different types of questions. The close-ended question, the open-ended question, the clarifying question, and the funnel question. The first type of question is the close-ended question. Close-ended questions are questions that can be answered with a simple yes or no. Questions like, did you have fun in school today? Is the project near completion? Did you learn anything important at the meeting? Many of us use this type of question often. Think about some of your recent conversations. How many did you start with a close-ended question? Now, there's nothing wrong with these questions in themselves, and usually we get the information we want by waiting for the person to elaborate. But sometimes that doesn't happen. When we get the one-word response, we then follow up with another close-ended question and get the same results. The challenge with close-ended questions is that asking one after the other may make the person feel as if they're under cross-examination. If your goal is to gather information and keep a conversation going, I suggest avoiding close-ended conversations. The second type of question is the open-ended question. On the other hand, the open-ended question cannot be answered with a simple yes or no, as we learned in Series 3. They usually start with words like what or how. Tell me more is also a great way to get more information and encourage the conversation. What did you do in school today that was fun? How much time will it be before this project is completed? What did you learn at the meeting that is important? This type of question is more friendly, shows that we're genuinely interested in knowing more, encourages a full answer, and sends the speaker looking for the answer. The third type of question is the clarifying question. The clarifying question is used when we are unclear about what the speaker has just said and would like to better understand the message they are communicating. When using clarifying questions, we might say, I'm sorry, did you just say that Anne was going to be in charge of the project or Andy? I want to make certain that I have this right. Would you like coffee and dessert or just coffee? You see, it is important that we pose our question in such a way that the person we are talking to does not feel interrogated, but instead they feel that we're just seeking more information and clarification. Keep in mind, when we are trying to make clear what was said, we're not agreeing or disagreeing, we're just clarifying. And finally, the fourth type of question is the funnel question. This is where we start with a general question and then ask a more detailed question at each level. For example, suppose you're planning a conversation with someone that you anticipate will be difficult to get answers from. What do you do? Well, you start out by asking a non-specific open-ended question. How was the convention? Give them time to answer it and wait patiently. If you haven't gotten the information you want, ask a more specific question. What did the Smith Company representative have to say? Then wait again. If you still don't have the information that you want, ask another more specific question. What did they say about carrying our products? Remember to always keep questions warm, respectful, and calm. The goal is to get the other person to feel as though you're asking questions because you're interested and engaged, not because you're judging or disagreeing. In summation, to ask effective questions, depending on what outcome you're trying to achieve, you may want to avoid the close-ended questions that can be answered with yes or no. Use words like what and how to start an open-ended question. Ask clarifying questions to make certain you understand the information you are receiving. And when asking funnel questions, start with non-specific questions and get more specific with each question. Well, that is all for Series 4. We hope that you have gained some good ways on how to effectively ask and get the information you want, as all questions are not created equal. In my next audio, we will discuss how to give feedback so that others can receive the information you need to share. Until next time, this is Daphne Page Reeves, narrator for Deborah A. Thomas, CEO and founder of Ebony Concepts Solution. If you're interested in more products and articles from Ebony Concepts Solutions, please visit our website at www.ebonycs.com or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at ECS Leads. I'll talk to you soon.